This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 221 for Thursday, January 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Thursday morning, giving up early losses to track upward. The March canola contract gains $4 at $623.60 per ton, and the May contract adds $4.30 at $631.90 per ton. As upticks in global crude oil prices lend support to vegetable oils, there are increases in the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil. However, European rapeseed is slightly lower. Canola crush margins continue to hold firm for another day. The nearby positions are between $190 and $195 per ton above the futures. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 74.49 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close, a 74.73. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is set to publish its monthly supply and demand estimates on Friday at 11 a.m. Central. Pre-report estimates project U.S. soybean, corn, and wheat ending stocks to dip. The trade believes the USDA will bump up Argentina's soybeans to 48.9 million tons and cut the Brazil soybean crop to 156.3 million. For corn, the trade sees the USDA reducing its call for Brazil to 125.3 million tons. The USDA says there's a private sale of 175,000 tons of old crop corn to Mexico. And the department issues its export sales report for the week ending January 4th. Soybean sales are 280,000 tons of old crop. Total old and new crop soy meal sales come to 66,200 tons, while soy oil sales are 1,500 tons. U.S. corn export sales are nearly 488,000 tons of old crop, and wheat sales register at 128,000 tons of old crop. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday morning. The March contract rises a nickel at $12.41 per bushel. March soy oil is up nearly a half cent at 48.73 cents per pound. March soy meal tacks on 70 cents at $365 per short ton. Chicago corn is steady to lower, with its March contract unchanged at $4.59.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are narrowly mixed, with its March contract nudging up 1.5 cents at $3.87. The U.S. wheat complex is to the downside, with Chicago March losing 2.5 cents at $6.08. Kansas City March pulls back 4 cents at $6.20. And Minneapolis March slips 4 cents at $7.04. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, January 11th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.